You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Richard Lee Massey is the founder of Apt, a brand new hospitality platform recently launched here in London. The reopening of London's restaurants earlier this month was, of course, a welcome relief for not only diners, but the cooks, waiters, and sommeliers who've spent months on the sidelines under lockdown. And with social distancing restrictions still in place, Apt is offering diners the opportunity to have a more intimate experience provided by some of the English capital's top eateries. Apt allows you to hire out one of 98 private apartments at East London's Town Hall Hotel for breakfast, lunch, or for dinner, where your choice of chef will create a menu for as many as 10 people. Richard has received hundreds of inquiries since the platform went live earlier this month, with private functions beginning next week. Richard is keen to build on the concept, adding new locations and chefs, using his know-how to support the industry while reinventing our idea of private dining. Here now is Richard with the story of Apt.
So I guess the pandemic kind of kicked in, and a lot of my friends are chefs from having worked in the industry for about 11 years in London anyway, and sort of watching them kind of enter really uncertain times, I knew that every kind of like cloud has a silver lining. So I tried to kind of gauge what I would be able to do to be able to, I guess, work with them in a way that would benefit them. And I guess back in 2008, for context, I worked on something called The Loft Project with Nuno Mendes. I actually worked for him, it wasn't my project, but it was essentially a chef's platform. And it was up in Dalston, and we invited chefs over from around the world to come over and cook, which was great at the time. It got like tons of press, everybody loved it. And I guess I look back at those times as the most inspired almost. And yeah, I've kind of wanted to revisit the concept somehow in some capacity. And so when the lockdown kicked in, I had access to Town Hall Hotel because I've worked with them for about, well, on off for about 10 years. And I just thought, why not use the apartments that were already there and provide safe spaces for people to cook and for people to dine? And then the whole concept of social bubbles came up. So I thought, what better time? So the hotel actually never closed during the pandemic because it's an apart hotel, basically, meaning they've got some long stay guests. So with Apt, I kind of launched it about 2 weeks ago, actually, but we're not taking bookings until the 29th. So the website's live. And in terms of spaces, there's 98 apartments. So it's not just the one. Everyone seems to think Apt is just the one, but it's actually kind of like modular in that sort of sense. You get to choose the apartment you want and then choose the chef. Availability won't be an issue. So yeah, I kind of wanted to make the whole concept as modular as possible. I really love supper clubs and dining out, but I didn't necessarily like the concept of dining with strangers. Obviously, that works for some, but not for all. And then post-pandemic, that definitely doesn't work for us. So the concept of being able to have your own space and your own chef like really appealed to me. And then I partnered up with Tuto Wines, which is a local supplier, which basically just you order the wines online and they get delivered on the day, so you have access to that too. And then I'm currently working on a new page, which is basically a list of bolt-ons, so you can have like the full tablescape and you can have a local florist come in and do the whole table for you. You can have a birthday cake by a local bakery, in this case Lily Vanilli, which is another friend of mine. Yeah, I kind of wanted to be able to support as many people as possible. So even though it's a private chef hire service, it's more, I guess, a project that benefits everyone in hospitality. So obviously the whole project is kind of growing as you go, or changing as we go. And now, I guess the final product, what we've come up with is, I guess, more than a private chef hire service alone, it's almost like a restaurant hire service. So if you had, say, Jeremy Chan from Ikoyi come cook for you, he will bring a waiter from his own restaurant to come serve for you, meaning you've basically hired Ikoyi and you have them in your own apartment for an evening or a lunch or even a breakfast, which I think is really cool. So I guess there's a few different avenues that I'm looking or exploring right now. I'm looking at implementing Apt in different apart hotels. Obviously, they'd have to be vetted and they're of a certain aesthetic and then have all the equipment. But I guess the first requirement is that they have apartments and not necessarily just apart hotels. There could be luxury hotels with suites that have kitchens or kitchenettes. I'd like to implement those. I'm currently looking at installing in Sydney now too. I already have a partner over there and I'm just liaising with chefs there too. And then another avenue is Apt at home. So in case you don't want to go to a hotel, you can have a chef and a waiter come to your house. At the moment, that side of the business, I'm not providing the whole sort of table and the whole service in that sort of sense, but the restaurant will bring all their own tableware, which I think is amazing. When I first started reaching out, I was a bit nervous of what the response would be internally in hospitality. I thought, will chefs be absolutely swamped relaunching their own restaurants? But again, with social distancing measures in place and restaurants being at half capacity, I think they've all just jumped at the chance of being able to, I guess, earn a secondary source of income whilst getting back to doing what they love most. Also the public too, the response has been incredible. We've had, I guess within week one, we had over 300 inquiries, which is pretty cool. Starting your own business at any time of the year or at any time altogether is terrifying. So to launch one in like amidst a global pandemic is, yeah, just terrifying. But I've wanted to work on a project of my own for a couple of years now, and I've sort of ummed and ahed about opening a restaurant or working on a few hotel projects. But I kind of felt, as much as I love the industry, I felt like everything had been covered and I didn't necessarily want to be another drop in the ocean. So I was exploring the idea of supper clubs and private chef hire, but I wasn't quite sure how it would work. And I didn't really, I guess that light bulb moment hadn't kicked in of partnering up with Apart Hotels. I didn't necessarily know how I'd be able to send chefs to people's homes and have this roster. It's just funny how a global pandemic and lockdown kind of inspired that. Seeing empty hotels and seeing restaurants is what I needed. Yeah, you know what? I don't necessarily that ends with apt. I think like all restaurants and hotels, the strongest have adapted. As I said, lockdown kicked in and then every restaurant kind of like came up with these sort of sub brands and delivery services, and they came up with really fun concepts. It took a while. It took about 2 months for that to happen. But I find it really, really interesting how they've come up with those. And I'm especially interested to see which ones stay on afterwards. I guess in apt's case, I really do think that private dining is the future, and I, as much as I love restaurants, I still do, and I go every single day. I think there'll always be a space for private dining. You do want to have access to your own chef, and you do want to have your own private space. And so, to be able to, for it to be so flexible, I think is kind of key. Everyone's just sort of ready for new experiences. Post-pandemic, we don't necessarily want to go back to normal. I think we're ready for new things. We're ready for new, you know, brands to have digital activations and digital projects. And I guess people want to dine out differently too. I know I certainly do. I guess everything that I work on, rather than them being ideas or money, or I guess money led, a lot of them do come from passionate places. And so, yeah, I would work on a project that I believe in, that I would go to. And I know that my friends and I would do this. So I guess that's what inspired the whole thing. I knew someone was going to ask me this question at some point. I feel really bad because I kind of feel like it's picking between my children. I mean, they're not my children, but I feel like I can't choose. I don't have preferences. And I guess my preferences in cuisine sort of change all the time. I prefer long lunches to dinners. Everyone seems to have homed in on dinners for some reason. But I know I would book a lunch. And what I think is particularly fun about apt is that you get the apartment for lunch and you can then like while away the afternoon. Like there's no other booking in the apartment, like use it all afternoon and all night. Whilst if you have a dinner booking, you're likely coming at say 6-7 o'clock and then you only have it for the, like, until midnight. So in terms of chef choice, oh God, you know, I'm actually working on a new section called Ones to Watch. There's people like Easter Belfrage, who's the co-author of Yotam Ottolenghi's upcoming cookbook, which is out in September. I don't want to name check it in case I get it wrong. I think it's called Flavor. She is incredible. Her food is absolutely outrageous. So I would probably choose her. Alternatively, there's a guy called Chris Leach from Manteca, who basically has collaborated with Dave Carter from Smokestack. Chris works on these amazing pastas and fills them with nose-to-tail meat. Honestly, it's delicious. I'd highly recommend it. Although those are not my favorites. They all are.
Richard Lee Massey, the founder of Apt. You can see all of their options for dining at aptand.co. My thanks to Richard and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.